Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz on this New Year's Eve edition of the Bubba Show. And again, happy, healthy New Year. Prosperous to everybody, all of my faithful listeners and folks out there. I always loved being part of your day. And on Monday night, I did a Q&A session, which went a couple of hours of about markets. And I want to share that with you as we prepare for 2016. So let's get into the Q&A, and you can hear me talk, you can hear questions, and I hope that it will help you become better at your investing and trading life in 2016. So here we go. Here's Monday night with me helping you with questions and answers. And this service is available to you, but here is a version that you can listen to and get a lot of help that you need going into next year. So here we go.
What's up, everybody? I'm starting just a couple minutes early, but we're not going to get into too much, but I might as well go over some of the ground rules of what we're going to have here tonight and give you an idea. Basically, the presentation I have in front of you is more tailored to options, but I will answer any question on any subject tonight. So I've got a stack of questions in front of me that some of you have emailed in, so don't be shy and don't be afraid to ask a question. There is no such thing as a dumb question. If you don't know the answer, I guarantee you there's going to be probably 500 people here tonight. I guarantee you that a big percentage don't know the answer themselves. So don't be intimidated. Don't worry about it. It's easy for some, not easy for others, but at the end of the day, your objective is to get your questions answered and to know where you are, okay? Because, again, there is no shame. I'm still learning every day, okay? In fact, I just got off the phone dealing with guys that handle billions of dollars that needed some advice from me, okay? So don't worry about it. Just, you know, do your thing and go and type it away. Don't type too fast. Sometimes, as you know, how fast these boards go, but I'll get to every question. I won't leave you hanging. And in about 45 minutes or so, I know many of you have asked about auto trading, and we don't specifically do auto trading as it sits, but we do what's called letter of direction. And actually, I will put you in touch with the broker that I email the trades to. So if anybody needs that, he's going to come on and talk to you for a while and answer questions as well. But his name is Andy Aronson, and great guy, understand it. So we're going to bring him in as well so you can, you know, get those questions answered, because I think it's important that you have a complete understanding of the business as it sits and what you want to do. Okay? So those are very important things that we always, you know, believe in. And, of course, you know me, those of you who have known me the longest, I believe in making sure that everybody's got the right setup and the right thing to go. So we will call this the Q&A with Bubba, the training session, and make sure I'm recording. Okay, so, you know, I always look at what's the purpose of options. Well, you know, obviously, I've used options for about 36 years, and, you know, they generate weekly income. They enhance yield of a portfolio. You can be more active without being active. Okay, you can play in the higher price arena of stocks. You can now, we offer a hedging program now where you can actually hedge your portfolio, and many of you on here are listening to these Q&A, so you know exactly what I'm talking about and how good it works, especially when we have these drastic moves in the market. But options really give you the best option. I mean, if you understand the product, if you understand what you're doing with it, then there is no better model to use. Okay, there is no better product if you understand it, because you can you can do anything you want with options. You can make time shorter. You can make time longer. Okay. You can do anything you want. And that's really what it comes down to. And, you know, just some of the basic things, not naked. One thing that Bubba never does, I don't sell naked options of any sort. Okay. I don't believe in it. I've done it for so long. A lot of people do it. A lot of people do well with it. Okay. But I don't believe in tying up the money and the capital to trade an option naked, nor do I want to be involved in the risk of being naked in option. Okay. But I do want to cover it so you understand what it is. So a naked put, which is really what you're doing, is you're committing to buying the stock. Okay. You're saying that if this stock goes down, I'm willing to buy it. So if you wanted to buy, you know, Las Vegas Sands, and the only reason I bring it up is one of my buddies is hocking me. He wants to sell naked puts, and I won't let him. Okay. Then you could sell a naked put at a strike at a time, and you would collect that premium. And if it didn't go there, you would keep the premium, and you would continue to sell. But again, I don't like the risk and the margin. Okay. Bottom line is when you sell something naked, you have to have enough money to cover the margin cost. So why pay for margin cost when you don't have to? Why not create a position that almost mimics it exactly the same without having to pay the margin? Now, doesn't that make more sense, everybody? Okay. If I can create almost the same position but not come up with the margin cost. If I wanted to sell 1,000 shares, if I wanted to buy 1,000 shares of Las Vegas Sands at $44, that's $44,000. If I could share the same position, it would get you almost as much return, but you'd only have to put up $400, which would be better. Okay? Well, of course, putting up the $400. So I don't deal in the naked world. Now, again, there's certain things that I will do myself at the last minute that I don't exactly teach everybody because I can't have anybody doing that and not understanding what they're trying to do. Okay. But as a rule, we never do nakeds. Okay. Now we do use spreads. Okay. And there's a ton of different spreads. And as those of you who have been through the hedging class are learning, there's a lot of ways to use it. But I know many of you are from Options Money Machine on here. Many of you are from Options Wealth Machine on here. And many of you are from my Monday and Sunday calls where I actually take a combination of all of them and turn it into one product. And, you know, the spreading gives you opportunities to create bigger credits, and it gives you the opportunity to have unlimited reward, limited risk on any kind of trade you want. But you can go from, and we'll get through the different types of trading there are, okay? But what they are is they're buying and selling a combination of options. Now,
and, you know, it's the understanding of how to use these combinations that are going to make you better. And, again, I mentioned the hedging program, and we now have a futures program coming out. But go to the BubbaShow.org or BubbaTrading.com, and you can check out the different products and programs. But we're listening to a Q&A session I did that went about 2 hours long of answering all kinds of questions from all kinds of traders from all kinds of backgrounds with all different objectives. And as you know, my objective, Bubba's objective, is to help you become better at what you do. So make sure you check out the information. And as always, you can email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. And as always, make sure that when you miss a show, you go to libertytalk.fm to get the download of the podcast of this show. Because, again, honestly, I believe this is the best business show on air. I think we're here to help you, and we give you a lot of great information. But I'm going to step out here for a break, and we'll be right back after the break with some more of the Q&A session. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we'll be right back.
I'll
Welcome back to this New Year's Eve edition of the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz wishing you a happy and healthy, prosperous New Year. But what's going to help make you healthy and happy and prosperous is having a better understanding of the world of options, the world of trading, the world of hedging. So let's get back to the Q&A session that we did on Monday night. Here we go.
Again, when you start adding on more legs, you are adding on more cost. So you have to weigh the value of what you're trying to accomplish. Okay? It always comes down to what is the value that I can accomplish here versus what my cost is to do it. Because what we really care about in this business is always liquidity. Okay? If it's not liquid, it's not worth trading. Okay. So these are the basic types of spreads. Okay. Bull call spread, which is a debit spread. We don't do debit spreads. Okay. I don't believe in them. I only believe in selling credit. Okay. Why? Well, let's think about it for a minute. Okay. When you do a debit spread, okay. And in fact, we'll just go do a live. We'll do a live example. So let's say you're bullish Apple, and you think Apple's going up. It doesn't matter, bullish or bearish. But you think Apple's going up, and so you go, okay, you know what? I'm going to buy next week's 105, 110 vertical call spread. Okay, I'm going to buy the 105 vertical. I'm going to sell the 110. Okay, and I can buy that spread for $2.36. Oops, wrong side, wrong way. I always do this. Okay, I can buy this spread for $2.37 right now. Okay, so what's my maximum gain? Who wants to answer that? How much can I make on this spread? Okay, it's got to be interactive. You got to answer. Somebody got to step up. What's the maximum gain I can make on this? I'm buying the spread so I can make 273. But good effort. Okay. I'm buying a debit, so I'm buying the more expensive option. I'm selling the cheaper option, which is the opposite of selling credit. But in the meantime, the stock has to go up, okay, to 107.37 for sure for me to break even. Okay, because that's the intrinsic value that I would create. Now, right now, at this particular time, I'm paying an overcharge or a debit or extrinsic value right now of about 51 cents. Okay, you can make 273 per contract. 273, 263, you're right. Thanks, Gary. I'm adding fast. You can make 263, you can lose 237. That's the magic here. That's it. There's not a lot to talk about. You can make 263, you can lose 237. But when you buy a debit spread, it has to go in your direction. You have one way to win. It goes in your direction. Okay? Now, this has to go to 110, and this will not reach a full $5 maturity until the Friday of that expiration. Now, so here we looked at a spread. We're bullish Apple. We think it's going up. We want to make money. We put a spread on. We took a $2.37 risk. Okay, we can only win one way by going up, okay, and we can make $2.63. Now, let's take that same spread and turn it over, okay, and let's sell the put spread, okay? So we'll sell the same put spread. So we're going to sell the 110, and we're going to buy the 105. And what am I getting here? I'm getting a credit of $2.64. So now, on the same trade, where I've got the same maximum gain, which is $5, in this case, I can lose 5 minus what I collected, or 236. Or in the other case, I can make 5 minus what I paid. So here, I've got a credit, the same amount of risk, but what's the difference? Here, I've got 3 ways to win. Okay? Here, I've got 3 ways to win. The stock rallies, okay? The stock does nothing, okay? The stock goes the direction I think it's going to go. I make the money, okay? So if I can make the same amount of money or within pennies, why wouldn't I take advantage of giving me more opportunities to win than less, okay? That's why we don't do debit spreads. Now, I will do some types of debit spreads. There are debit spreads we'll do, but as a straight out spread, we don't do debit spreads. Okay. Now, we just showed a credit spread, a call spread, and a bull put spread, which we just showed. A bear call spread is, you think it's the opposite, and a bear put spread, again, same difference. We don't want to buy premium. We want to sell premium. And here's the best example I can show you. Okay. This is the best example I can show you. Here we are 11 days out for this expiration. We're collecting 264, right? Now, let's just say, okay, I'm going to go out to January of 17. I'm only getting 260 for the same spread. Think about that for a minute, okay? If I go out 400 days from now, okay, I'm still only getting 260. So the way I'm showing you, you can sell it 52 times for, in theory, $140, where if I go out a year from now, I can only sell, I can only collect the 260. Okay, that's where you have to understand why you want to A, sell credit, B, come in as close as you can, because you want to take advantage of the time of the market, not take the disadvantage. Okay? All right. The diagonal spread, which is OWM, okay? Debit, you buy it. Credit, you sell it. Okay? Now, the OMM is basically just, you know, you're selling spreads. Now, again, I like to sell spreads a little bit closer to the money. I believe in getting 40 cents for every $1 worth of risk I'm going to take. That's my personal threshold. You know, I like to get more money because, again, if I'm right on reading and if I'm right on the chart, then I'm going to be ready to go. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But if I'm wrong, I'd rather lose less, okay, than lose more. And that's kind of how I focus on it when I look at it. Because the one thing about spreading and the one thing about options is we always have to worry about the black swan event that's going to occur. Now, we know with a mathematical certainty that it's going to occur. Okay, it's not a question of if it's going to occur. It's a question of when. The markets are going to have another event. I mean, it's not, you know, again, it's not me being bearish. It's got nothing to do with it. It's got to do with history. History continues to repeat itself over and over again. So the center being thing going to kick the can down the road. I had to throw a few jokes in here. But now things that you need to know, okay, strike price.
And we're going to get back to the things that you need to know about investing and about the options world and the whole thing. Because, again, this is our tune-up for 2016, getting you ready to rock and roll and be, you know, ready to prepare and move in and move forward in the investing world. Because, again, a knowledge of understanding why and what you're doing is one of the most important things we can offer you, because that's where you have to become better at what you're doing. And these are the little tricks of the trade that will make you better and make you a better investor. And, you know, that's what the Bubba Show is all about. That's what my coaching, my mentoring, everything we do is to help make you better and give you a better shot at being successful. But if you're interested in futures, you know, if you're interested in hedging your portfolio or just general trading, you got to go to thebubbashow.org and check out what we have. Again, we are not making you unrealistic promises. We are promising you that we will put you in the best position to be successful. We are promising you that if you follow the guidelines and you discipline yourself, that you will have success. And that is what we're saying. We're not giving you the $1 billion black box. This is it. We're actually teaching you the side of the market from the professionals. And that's what we want for you, is to learn to be better as a professional, so that even though you're not a professional, you can create and be one in your trading account. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. If you ever miss a show, go to libertytalk.fm, and we will have them. Every show there is on demand, and you can listen to it anytime you want. On this New Year's Eve edition, we're going to stop by here for a break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back with more of our Q&A after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
In other words,
trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. I hope you're enjoying football today, man. What's some great games going on, and we got the playoffs tonight, and man, oh man, it's exciting, and here we go. And but more importantly, it's more exciting when you're making some dough in the old stock market. So let's get back to the Q&A that we did Monday night. Here we go back to question and answer period.
What is the strike price? Well, strike price is the price you're committing to either buy or sell at. Okay, so in the Apple at 105, if you buy a 105 call, you're buying the rights but not the obligation to buy that stock at 105. If you buy the 105 put, you're buying the right but not the obligation to sell that stock at 105. Okay, intrinsic value. That is the actual dollar amount that it is worth. Intrinsic. That's how much is in the money. So if you look at Thinkorswim, okay, and you look at the options chain, you see where it's yellow and white. The yellow, the shaded part, is the intrinsic options. They have some actual real worth. Whereas out, these are extrinsic value. They have no value. They have time value, but they have no intrinsic value. So the question you always want to ask yourself is, if expiration were today, would I exercise my right? And of course, if it was 105, you would exercise your right because it's in the money. You're getting a stock, you're paying 105 for a stock that's trading at 106.82. But at 107, you probably would not exercise your right. Okay? That makes sense, everybody? Okay. All right, so back to business here. All right, so in the money, at the money, and out of the money. Now, I like to trade at the money. When I'm buying options, when I'm selling options, I'm always selling them at the money. Why? Because at the money is where the highest degree of uncertainty occurs, which is where the biggest premium is paid. So why wouldn't I want to be where the biggest premium is paid? Because every position that I create is always going to be around collecting some sort of credit. Even if I'm going to do a position that has unlimited reward, every trade that I ever make has limited risk, unlimited reward. And because I understand the model, okay, I want to use where the highest degree of uncertainty is, which is at the money. If you're going way in the money, you're giving up the value of trading options. You're creating a surrogate for your stock. Why create a surrogate for your stock? Doesn't make any sense. Okay? The value of options is in the value of volatility and the value that they can explode. Okay? When you're using it just as a surrogate, you've given up that opportunity while taking more risk. Okay? And when you go out of the money, you're basically throwing your money in a garbage can because you're paying a premium for something that's out of the money, and by the time it gets there, you're probably not going to collect it anyways. Okay? So you have to remember to keep those things in mind. Okay. Now, let's just get to a couple of questions before we... I've made mistakes in paper trading and been assigned Apple and GLD at a loss with the stock also in a sharp downtrend. Okay. I need a little bit more information for this question. However, I'm going to answer the best way I can. Okay. If you still own the other side of the trade, if you still own the option, have a long option, then it doesn't matter because what happens is the option, the stock comes in and substitutes for the option. And the truth of the matter is that being assigned a stock is much better, even if you can't hold it for a long period of time, because you have you just increased your risk did not increase, but your profit potential increased to infinity. Okay. But let's say that you didn't have the other option. So the best way to work out a bad trade is either A, dump, take the loss, or if you like the stock, to go ahead and create a hedge around it, kind of the way we do in the hedging class, which is using a static hedge or 1x2 in the future against selling weekly call or put spreads against it in the near term. Okay. Now, again, if you don't like the stock, then there's no reason really to hedge it. If you don't want to own it, then you're probably just better off being out. Okay. But you said there is a high degree of uncertainty at the money. Does that mean you have completely accurate on directions? Well, I mean, completely accurate is a general term. I'm getting paid twice as much to read the levels. If I can't read the levels and I'm not right, then, you know, you get no benefit, okay? We're getting into the delta a little bit here, but you get no benefit by going way out of the money because if you've ever listened to me, okay, the impossible happens once a month, the improbable happens once a week, okay? So if you think that you're going to sell these teenies, as we say, out way out of the money or buy those, I will guarantee you you'll be in the poorhouse at some point because you cannot make money selling cheap options. You know, remember, the market makers are like insurance actuaries. They're not giving anything away, okay? The place to make the money is around the money. That's where you make your money, trading options. For diagonal calendar spread, what do you mean the stock goes against your front month option you sold? Do you set a stop for the front month, or do you close out the whole trade? For diagonal calendar spread, no. A diagonal calendar is you own an option dated. Okay. So if I owned in Apple, okay, if I owned an Apple, I owned the March. Oh, I got to change the prices here. Hold on. If I owned the March and 105 call and I sold the 107 call in the January week two, okay, I've got a 464 debit. Well, I know that next week I can sell again. I do not use stops myself. I don't believe in stops. I don't think that they're worth anything because I can create and you can move your options. So let's say we get through and Apple stays below 107 or goes down a little bit. Well, then the next week I can sell the 106. And then I can sell the 105 and turn it into a calendar. I can sell the 104 if I want. I'm never going to be in a problem. If I continue to sell, the only time I'm going to lose on a diagonal is if the move is just too far for me to decide that I don't want to take the risk, and then I'll just close the trade. Okay. The problem with credit spreads is the risk versus reward. Well, that's true if you're not getting enough credit. But if you're getting the 40% in which I said I want to get, then it's like stealing. Now, again, it doesn't make money every week. I'm not, I don't want anybody to think you're going to make money every week, because you're not. But if you're getting 40%, you're going to collect, and then the losses are not so devastating. If I bought a call months out, the premium would be low if the market moves in my direction. The increase in absolute terms is low. Is it a high percentage of what I invested? Not so. I'm not sure I understand the question, but the farther you go out in time, the higher the volatility, the more you're paying for time. Those would be terms like gamma and vega, which we don't really get into because it's not really important for the individual trader. It's really more important for floor traders. But the farther you go out in time, the more you're paying for it. Okay? I don't want to go out that far, because if the market makes a good move, I want to be able to act quicker and not be out. The farther you go out, the less liquidity you have as well. I mean, like right now, the farthest I would go out for just basic trading would be March if I was going to do something against it now. Okay, because you're paying, you're not getting cheaper premium, you're paying more premium, because you're paying for time as you go out in time. I mean, here you're the 106 or the 107 call is 158 here. If I go out to February, of course it's not going to be there because they don't have those strikes. So let's use the 105. Yeah, the 105 is 284 here. In February, 53 days from now, it's twice as much. Okay. And in July, it's twice as much again. I'm paying for that time to go out there, so it doesn't make sense to go out.
And that's something that you have to understand about the model, okay, is the farther out in time you go, the more you're paying for it. And those are things that you learn on the Monday night call normal. This was a special Q&A for everybody. But again, I'm making the offer, the Christmas offer we made, which is you can try it for a month for $20. Just go to the BubbaShow.org website. There's a link there for you. $20, 4 to 5 sessions. That's 4 to 5 hours of training for $20. A little bit less than my hourly rate, but what the hell? I'm here for you and want to make sure that you get better at what you're doing. And remember that, you know, also the Bubba Show has many great articles and videos and things that we're doing. If you ever miss a show, all you have to do is go to libertytalk.fm and you can get any show that I've done to, you know, get let you back into what we're doing and what we're seeing. But in the meantime, this is the Bubba Show. This is Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break and come back and continue with our Q&A because, again, I believe it's important to educate you, my friends, my listeners. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz on this New Year's Eve edition. We'll be right back after the break. The
song was written by Fred Ebb and John Kander.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, New Year's Eve edition. Football going on, lots of good stuff. The playoffs start tonight, and we'll take our pick of Clemson and Michigan State. We're taking the two underdogs. But let's get back to the Q&A because that's what's more important for us. And so here we go. Q&A from Monday night. Here we go.
I don't manage credit spreads. Great question. If I make a losing credit spread, I get out. I don't get out. I just take the loss. I think that one of the problems you have in this business is when you try to get too cute, okay, you end up creating a bigger problem for yourself. I believe, again, this is me. I believe you made your bed. Okay, if you're wrong, you're wrong. Now, if you get an opportunity to get out on the last day, but I can guarantee you that any spread that is close, you'll be able to close for less than the max loss on Friday if you choose to do so. But I'm not interested in trying to trade these. I'm trying to put these on, knowing that the more that I can get on via the numbers, if I'm getting the correct credit, then I don't have to worry about it. Yeah, there are going to be some losers in there. Again, there is losers. There's no guarantee in this business that you're not going to have losers. Okay? The guarantee is that if you put the numbers in your favor often enough and not chase the rainbows, then you won't have to worry about that part of it. Okay? Does that make sense? If you own options further out in 3 months, would you generally recommend selling or holding since you have already premium paid the premium? I would not. I mean, I wouldn't sell if you already bought them. I mean, you didn't pay the premium. How are they doing? You know, where are you against them? You know, there's a lot of unanswered questions there that I need to get from you before. Okay. So if you, you know, if you can give me more of those questions, but you know, I would just sell against them and I wouldn't just sell them. Okay. All right. I contacted you about 2 years ago after experiencing a horrible drawdown on another auto trade program. So I'm real interested in about tonight's webinar about auto trading. I asked you then if your credit spreads could be auto traded, and I'm at the computer of the day to keep an eye on that things, but your program was auto traded at your direction. I could participate in your credit spreads. I am hoping to be able to do this with your reliable broker if auto trading was an option for me and others. I'm really tired of losing money with all the other programs I've been involved with. I've been following you for the last years, but hesitated getting back into the market, fearing another big drawdown. My question is, your credit spread program available for auto trade? If so, who is your preferred broker, contact person? And I would be get in touch with them in the new year. I will take care of that, and you'll get a chance to talk to them yourself. If possible, please document questions and respective answers, sometimes in recording. It is not possible to decipher what the question was. Also, I put in last week's Nike preferred trade for January monthly by mistake. Should I liquidate or hang on? Well, I mean, if you got the credit, Nike's probably still in the same area. I don't think it had any major movement, did it? You probably are fine. You can take your money. I'm sure you have a profit in it. You're fine. You can take your dough. Okay, you're fine there. I would have no worry there. Hey, dude, possible question for you. On the Thinkorswim platform, referred to projected market move in the right-hand corner. We use it for straddles and strangles, etc. Could you explain how you come up with that number? You probably have covered before, but I must have missed that call. Okay. Well, Thinkorswim does put up a number in the corner, okay, of the expected move. Okay, for Nike, the expected move for the next 3 days is $1.27 plus or minus. Again, that's based on the average implied volatility. You don't really need to know the exact formula, but as you look out in time, you'll see that a $2 move, $3, $4, $5. But simple for everybody on this call, if your machine doesn't give you the expected move, all you have to do is you take the at-the-money straddle, okay, and you just look at it, and if you take that number and multiply it by 1.07, you'll come up with a number very similar to that. We know that the at-the-money straddle is going to move. That's the expected market movement plus a small percentage point. And we know that as a mathematical certainty, that's what the market's expecting, which is the expected move right here. So if you take the at-the-money straddle and multiply it by 1.07, you will get approximately the expected move over any time frame. And what I mean is, if we go out into 753 days from now in Nike, okay, and we take we don't have the exact pricing here, but we'll just kind of play with it. Okay, this straddle is trading at 1928. Okay, and if we multiply that by 1.07, that'll give us somewhere around $21, which is correct. Okay. Where are we at here? Gilroy, I thought you got mad at me. You're offline. I was going to send you an email. Okay. Often losers on credit spreads wipe out the winners. That'll happen, okay, in your equity curve. But again, that's why you want to collect more credit. That's why you want to go closer to the money, okay? Again, it's my theory. That's the theory that I live by. I only sell at the money spreads. Okay. And for those of you who are with me the most, know that it works the most and it pays the most. So the devastation of being wrong, if you're 1-1, you don't lose any money, basically. Okay. And that's the key. I may be at dinner when the webinar is over. I definitely want to sign up with Todd. You can post the URL in here for me in case webinar is over when I get back on the computer. You can just email me, Steve. Don't worry about it. I'm always around, baby. I got no problem with it. Okay. Okay. SPY assigned last week. Not as much as the dividend. I had to leave. Did that catch the largest part of the drop? Barnett dividend was $1.21. Okay, another question. Actually, I did this backwards. I'm sorry. Got a question about being assigned Spider last week in all three of my accounts. I was assigned, and it worked out well as the market dropped last Friday, and I got out with nice profits until today when I noticed my statement, and they had to pay the dividends, which is correct. When you get assigned, typically early assignment on a close to money option means there's a dividend coming. I assume this is correct, but wanted to verify. Is the only way for this not to happen is to get out before assignment or own the stock long as well over the ex-dividend date? Well, that is a dividend play, but this trade should have worked out pretty well. I had you manage it correctly, but again, that's fine. I get it. You didn't make as much as the dividend, but you did make more on the overall credit. Remember, you collected a credit to begin with, so you didn't have anything to worry about there. Does the dividend payout of the indexes and individual symbols change the way the hedge trading is with selling the weeklies? Be aware of the individual. Be aware of when the dividends are going to ex-dividend and don't sell them that week or placing how much importance on it.
We'll be back tomorrow and answer that question in the new year. But as we come to the end of today, I want to wish everybody a happy, healthy, prosperous new year. Again, we are in it for you. We believe in helping. We believe in making your life better, which is why we offer all of our shows at libertytalk.fm on demand, and why we offer a couple of programs that make you better at being a trader or an investor. It's something that I can't stress to you enough to make sure that you participate in if you're looking to take your investing and trading to the next level. That's at libertytalk.fm and thebubbashow.org. Anyways, everybody, have a happy, healthy, be safe tonight. I know, you know, I'm going to be watching football because I don't go out on New Year's. But you all be safe if you go out. A lot of wackos out there tonight, New Year's Eve, always a bunch of crazies. But for today, happy New Year. This is The Bubba Show. It's been a pleasure to serve you once again through this year, and we'll be back next year or tomorrow. Happy, healthy New Year, everybody. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back here, actually, tomorrow. Good night, everyone. Have fun. When it's
cold out. Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.